O Simon Magus, O his sad disciples, rapacious ones, who take the things of God that ought to be the brides of righteousness, and make them fornicate for gold and silver. The time has come to let the trumpet sound for you. Your place is here, in this third pouch. We had already reached the tomb beyond and climbed onto the ridge, where its high point hangs just above the middle of the ditch. O highest wisdom, how much art you show in heaven, earth, in this sad world below, how just your power is when it allots. Along the sides and down along the bottom, I saw that livid rock was perforated. The openings were all one width and round. It did not seem to me less broad or more than those that in my handsome San Giovanni were made to serve as basins for baptizing. And one of these, not many years ago, I broke for someone who was drowning in it, and let this be my seal to set men straight. Out from the mouth of each hole there emerged a sinner's feet, and so much of his legs up to the thigh, the rest remained within. Both the souls of every sinner were on fire. Their joints were writhing with such violence, they would have severed withes and ropes of grass. As flame on oily things will only stir along the outer surface, so there too, that fire made its way from heels to toes. Master, I said, who is that shade who suffers and quivers more than all his other comrades? That sinner who is licked by redder flame? And he to me, if you would have me lead you down along the steepest of the banks, from him you'll learn about his self and sins. And I, what pleases you will please me too. You are my Lord. You know I do not swerve from what you will. You know more what is unspoken. At this we came up on the fourth embankment. We turned, and keeping to the left, descended into the narrow perforated bottom. My good Lord did not let me leave his side until he brought me to the hole that held that sinner who lamented with his legs. Whoever you may be, dejected soul, whose head is downward, planted like a pole, my words began, do speak if you are able. I stood, as does the friar who confesses the foul assassin, who, fixed fast, head down, calls back the friar, and so delays his death. And he cried out, are you already standing? Already standing there, O Boniface? The book has lied to me by several years. Are you so quickly sated with the riches for which you did not fear to take by guile the lovely lady, then to violate her? And I became like those who stand as if they have been mocked, who cannot understand what has been said to them and can't respond. But Virgil said, tell this to him at once. I am not he, not whom you think I am. And I replied as I was told to do. At this point, the spirit twisted both his feet, and sighing and with a despairing voice, he said, what is it then you want of me? If you have crossed the bank and climbed so far to find out who I am, then know that I was one of those who wore the mighty mantle, and surely was a son of the she-bear, so eager to advance the cubs that I pursed wealth above, while here I purse myself. Below my head there is the place of those who took the way of simony before me, and they are stuffed within the clefts of stone. I too shall yield my place and fall below when he arrives, the one for whom I had mistaken you when I was quick to question. But I have baked my feet a longer time, have stood like this upon my head, than he is to stand planted here with scarlet feet. For after him, one uglier in deeds will come, a lawless shepherd from the west, worthy to cover him and cover me. He'll be a second Jason, of whom we read in Maccabees. And just as Jason's king was soft to him, so shall the king of France be soft to this one. And I do not know if I was too rash here. I answered so. Then tell me now, how much gold did our Lord ask that St. Peter give to him before he placed the keys within his care? Surely the only thing he said was, "Follow me." And Peter and the others never asked for gold or silver when they chose Matthias to take the place of the transgressing soul. Stay as you are, for you are rightly punished, and guard with care the money got by evil that made you so audacious against Charles. And were it not that I am still prevented by reverence for those exalted keys that you had held within the happy life, I'd utter words much heavier than these, because your avarice afflicts the world. It tramples on the good, lifts up the wicked. You, shepherds, the evangelist had noticed when he saw her who sits upon the waters and realized she fornicates with kings. She who was born with seven heads and had the power and support of the ten horns, as long as virtue was her husband's pleasure. You've made yourselves a god of gold and silver. How are you different from idolaters? Save that they worship one, and you 100. Constantine, what wickedness was born, and not from your conversion, from the dower that you bestowed upon the first rich father. And while I sang such notes to him, whether it was his indignation or his conscience that bit him, he kicked hard with both his souls. I do indeed believe it pleased my guide. He listened always with such satisfied expression to the sound of those true words. And then he gathered me in both his arms, and when he had me fast against his chest, where he climbed down before, climbed upward now. Nor did he tire of clasping me until he brought me to the summit of the arch that crosses from the fourth to the fifth rampart. And here he gently sent his burden down, gently, because the ridge was rough and steep, and would have been a rugged pass for goats. From there, another valley lay before me.
Ah, Constantine, di quanto malfumatre, non la tua conversion, ma quella dote che da te prese il primo riccio padre. E mentre ovi cantava cotai notte, o ira, o coscienza, che le mordesse, forte spingiava con ambo le piote, e credo ben che al mio duca piacesse, così contenta l'aria sempre attese, lo suon delle parole vere espresse, però con ambo le braccia mi prese, e poi che tutto su mi si ebbe al petto, rimontò per la via onde discese, ne si stanciò di avermi a sé distretto, si me portò sopra il colmo dell'arco che dal quarto al quinto argine in tragetto. Quivi suavemente sposi il carcio, suave per lo scoglio sconzio e erto, che sarebbe alle capre d'un rovacco, indi un altro talon mi fu scoperto.